The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Before we start today's show, I gotta let you know, we have incredible merch like these hats, these hoodies, and many other items available at podcastmerch.com. That's right, you too could dress like me and the international superstar Zach Amico.
And isn't that what you want? When you want to be a fashion-forward member of society, who do you think of other than me and Lewis?
I'm telling you right now, podcastmerch.com is the place to go. Go there right now and grab some incredible, real-ass podcast merch. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we go. We're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. That's right. Fucking Puerto Rican rattlesnake in full effect today. Common denominator. Yes. It's my new name, Shannon. It's sticking. People love it. Everything I'm involved in turns to fucking gold. So it should be known. I should be showing every day. If you're a podcast fan of New York podcasting specifically, you should be fucking worshiping a shrine to the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez, because my influence and my power...
Just get a Buddha shrine and wait another few months.
So when did you become full Vince McMahon?
Listen to me. I got this shit. I'm fucking crushing it right now. I ain't fucking around. It's a real ass podcast. It's Friday. We got a live show tonight, Zach. Woo. We're in a Fairfield, motherfucking Connecticut.
Yes, we are.
To a warehouse, or the warehouse. A warehouse sounds more dangerous.
Just a random warehouse.
That town is way too rich for you two.
Unless everyone calls it the warehouse.
Wait a minute. Is Fairfield a rich town?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Rich bitches coming out to get finger banged by Zach and Miko tonight.
All right.
I am faithful to my girlfriend. Welcome to the show.
Why is she coming?
Not when she's with me. Welcome to the show. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, international superstar Zach D'Amico is here. What's up, kid?
That's me. I'm feeling good, man. I'm excited.
Blah, blah.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Blah, blah.
I'm very excited as well. We have two incredible guests today. You guys do a podcast together. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
We
yes.
do.
Yes, you do.
And we should have a shrine to our podcast. It's called the DYM Podcast.
It's just a sandwich.
Without... That was good. That was a fucking... A gun clock sound.
Right, thank you.
It was good. He was like, you're getting ready to throw a hammer. I get it.
You are becoming a shock jock every minute of every day.
I wish.
You are obsessed
my
with
goal.
Sound effects.
It's my goal to be a shock jock. It's
fun.
All I want to do. Remember how cool it was, Opie and Anthony Howard's
son? It was.
There were people protesting and shit. Nobody's worried about being canceled. They're like, yeah, bring it on, motherfuckers.
Yeah, because there's a lot of money being thrown around.
That all worked out really good for all three of them.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, not for nothing, they're all doing okay, all yeah. things considered.
Yeah.
Look, Anthony sucks. His life sucks the most out of everybody's, probably, right? Opie's probably sitting on a ton of money.
Yeah,
Opie so is Anthony.
I think they both are, unless they're dropping.
No, they have a ton of money. And Opie is a happy man with a beautiful family.
Yeah,
and then there's Jim and Ant.
Yeah, but Anthony's also, I mean, he's got a ton of money. He's got toys and child brides.
I was obsessed with that show. And didn't you think that it was just going to go on forever? Like, didn't you think it would be like a Stern thing where it's like 30 years of
Absolutely.
That show? Yeah, I totally did. And then it was just gone out of nowhere.
I didn't listen to them. I was more of a Howard Stern guy. But even so, I wasn't. I'm not a follower. I don't really listen to people. I'm listened to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh my God.
It's a fucking...
I think I made a mistake coming in today.
No, dude. No, dude. This is going to be a good fucking day for you. I'm on a new level lately. All right. I'm back on the weed. I'm high as fuck all the time now. It's great.
Nice.
It's great. People are like, dude, stop smoking weed. We can't understand what you're saying. Shut up. Shut up.
Are you smoking or are you edible? I'm edibles.
We know.
I knew that was coming.
We're going to introduce you in a second.
What'd you say?
We're going to introduce you in a second. Edibles Donnelly.
Yeah, you guys know them from their podcast, Defend Your Movie. New episode out every Friday on Laugh Button. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sean Donnelly and Andy Fiore.
Hello.
Hey, you guys should be called fucking the Young Santa Claus podcast. Yeah,
there you go. You got there.
We look like two fishermen who got lost.
I know. We have to get to our moving job after this. Fucking.
Yes, the whittling hour.
The van's parked outside.
The whittling hour. That's what the name of the podcast should be, the whittling hour.
You look like your brothers that are competing on a nature show.
Yeah. We came up with a new name for you yesterday, Q Anonally,
yeah, because I look like I'm in QAnon.
So your movie, your podcast, Defend Your Movie. You asked me to do it a couple times.
Mm-hmm. I did, but you were too busy.
I'm not
setting up sound effects for this fucking.
You gotta listen to me. Hold on.
There he goes.
That's what's up, nigga.
You have to just stay on top of me a little bit. You gotta want it a little bit, Donnelly.
Yeah,
I'm a goddamn superstar.
And we used to tape directly across the street.
We taped around the corner,
far of a stretch.
And I asked you when we were taping that.
You also call it taping. You guys are such fucking boomers.
What do you call it?
Yeah, what do you call it?
Recording.
Record. What's the difference?
Wow, you're not going on tape.
Taping, we're not going on record either.
You're going on, right, exactly. We're more.
Not you, Zach. You're supposed to be on my fucking team, doggy. We bring in the guests.
If somebody came in right now and said, who's on what team? They said, it's these three guys talking to this Puerto Rican kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we look like we're about to commit a hate crime, and you're the victim.
You guys.
You come to the studio often, boy?
It does get progressively worse as you go down the table. Like,
yes. He started with me.
Yeah. The literature gets
it's
more.
It's very
more.
Close.
Yeah, Donnelly's been losing weight.
Yeah, Donnelly is you guys
and I've been gaining.
Yeah, it's still
he still looks like a smushed version of me.
You still look younger and healthier.
Thank you.
Right now.
Our beards are weirdly similar. They're weirdly getting gray in the same spot.
Yeah, I have, I'm getting like a bottom gray thing going on. I share that with George Clooney. He has the same thing.
Yes.
And people can't tell us apart all the time.
That was the first name I would have gone for.
That's what I figured. Yeah.
I think it's God telling you he wants you to have a mustache and mutton chops.
You think so?
You could do it.
I could do it.
You're completely bald on top.
No, well, you tell me. Hold on. This is what I am on top.
Okay, better than I thought. I thought it was going to be completely bald.
Because I shave my head all the time. Like, I thought it was a lost cause a long time ago, so I would shave my head. And recently I started growing it in, and it's like, I'm balding, not bald.
Okay.
But it's let's be honest, it's about 12 minutes away.
You look like you're really stressed out from directing a nature documentary.
Just filming ducks all day?
He's on the board. He's on the board. Put him up there, Shannon. Also, look, today we have, not only do we have two incredible guests, but we are going to figure out who is going to be the new producer or the new second chair producer for the Real Ass Podcast. Right now, on the ones and twos, we got Irish Joey doing the first half of the show.
I like Irish.
What's up, Irish? How you feeling, man?
Feeling good, feeling good.
Didn't care
for that mic grab. Went right for the microphone.
Yeah, he didn't care.
Irish, just radio pro here.
Yeah, very low quality move right there. Okay.
Fair enough.
Some of your advantages over Paco right now.
More experience. I do a good job.
I could have sworn the second thing he was going to say was white.
That I thought the third thing was going to be looks like a school shooter.
I'll smash his brains. It's not a contest. I don't know.
Rob Zombie fan.
Joey knows who he's talking to because he's like, dude, I'll fucking beat him up. I'm like, I like this guy.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I like his attitude.
Because of he knows you or just because of the Puerto Rican thing?
Just because he knows me. Yeah, I like that attitude. I like the fact that you're willing to literally fight for this job, which is fucking dope. Did you bring in anything today? Anything special?
Anything special?
Like a bit or a
winning
segment?
Attitude.
Oh, just drugs. A couple articles.
Just a couple articles. Wow. Okay. Did Paco bring in anything?
He also sent in articles. He mentioned that he has some segment ideas, but he didn't send me the information, so it's a surprise.
Okay, well,
but
some
I will say that before the show, they were discussing if it came down to a fight that they would both be willing to, and Paco said he knows he would lose, but he's willing to take the beating to try.
That's fucking badass on both of their parts.
Yeah. They're both really good guys.
How would you set that up? Would it just be here?
HR.
What do you mean?
Would it be like an event if they did that for the job? That's actually a great idea.
I'll make them do it now. On the show, they might have to bare-knuckle fight each other.
Can you please make that happen?
Bare-knuckle boxing is a thing. Can you see if Harrington can bring his boxing gloves over here? I need two pairs. Or maybe one pair. But we'll do left hands, and they can just punch each other with left hands.
I got
hands.
Mine at my house.
You have yours at your house, yeah. And you live close by.
Yeah, I'll have him brought over. You want me to beat his ass?
Wow.
I didn't eat breakfast, dude. I'm extra angry. Dude, I'm
fully behind Irish right now.
Irish Joey has not blinked once.
Yeah.
His eyes have just been open, just wide-eyed, wildly.
He wants it.
He wants it, dude. He also wants the opportunity to beat up an Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go full Wahlberg.
That was specific.
Yeah.
And the timing couldn't be better for that.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. So it'd be left hand punches and then whoever gives up first, is that what it is? Or who gets knocked out?
That's a good fucking or maybe you know what we should do.
Why just punches? I'll go full.
Oh my gosh.
Well, because
full gay sex.
Yeah, dude.
I'll mount them.
Racial slurs and everything. Everything's on the table.
What if we do you guys have to just punch each other in the arm that game until somebody quits?
Oh, well, that's
their birthday.
He'll quit first.
Wow.
Yeah, it's birthday
very
punches.
Confident.
Birthday punches.
What does this have to do with producing a podcast?
Absolutely nothing.
Passion.
Passion.
I need passion. You can teach people how to fucking edit. You can teach people how to do video production. You can teach people how to do graphics. That's all learnable stuff. You cannot teach people the type of passion it takes to be a fucking producer here. And these guys are very, very passionate. And I'm thinking about doing some sort of physical act where they have to harm each other. We did talk about Bloody Knuckles last week on the show. Would you be willing to play Bloody Knuckles with him?
Sure. I need my hands, but fuck it. If that's what it takes, yeah.
You can do your job with one hand. If you're fucking good, dude, you can do it with one hand.
Sure.
And Bloody Knuckles wouldn't be like a permanent damage kind of thing. You'd be good to go.
Yeah, Bloody Knuckles, you just, you know, you're a little chewed up.
I'd rather punch Paco, but whatever it takes.
Punch Paco. I like the alliteration, and I like the fact that you know
Paco.
You know what I like.
Mm-hmm. Lewis, if I may, can I ask Joe a question?
Only if you never call him Joe again.
Joey? Irish?
There's only one Joe. Joe Rogan.
All right, Irish.
Yes.
Where's Paco from, actually?
Hawaii.
Oh.
Ugh.
Because I know Irish. He came up from the slums of fucking Boston, made his way to New York, clearly wants it.
Born in Germany.
Paco, Hawaii.
You're like a real Nazi.
Yeah.
What? Dude, you didn't tell me that about him. That actually,
all up front,
I swear to God, that makes me like him more. I don't know why.
Wait, what do you mean? You're an actual Nazi?
No, I was born in Germany.
Oh, well, I see what you're saying.
So essentially.
I'm saying that all Germans are Nazis.
All Germans,
Sean.
I got it. I totally got it. Sorry.
Duh.
Sean got worried.
Duh.
I was like, what's going on?
Well, I don't know about this Hawaiian Paco.
Where were you born in Germany?
Fulda by Wiesbaden.
Do you
know
it?
Some real shit, dude. I would have said Cologne. I would have said Brussels.
Lewis knows Germany. He's like,
Brussels might not even be in Germany.
Main sure Street
Belgium.
Germany?
Is that
where
Austria?
It's Belgium.
Whatever, dude.
Berlin. Munich.
It's Irish. There were no more Jews. Joey O'Neill.
Yeah, why is your nickname Irish?
Just from being in Boston, last name O'Neill. It's nothing special.
Oh.
But are you German or are you Irish?
I'm both. I'm mostly German. I'm like 30% German.
Will you change your name to German Joey?
Ooh.
Which is also alliteration, which I love.
Hey, that's what it takes, dog. I'm here for the show.
Will you start calling Lewis...
German Joey the Jew Jumper.
Can you start calling Lewis the Fuhrer? Can you start doing that?
Call me Mein Fuhrer, and Mein you Fuhrer. Heil me every time I walk in a room?
Absolutely Mein Fuhrer.
Oh!
Wow! This kid wants it! Holy shit!
This is a fucking big deal. This guy is real fucking deal.
Boom shakalaka!
Can we... I really want this to happen so badly, and I want to take bets on who's going to win the... Who's going to win the left punch thing is actually a great idea.
We're going to debate. What does the chat think? How are we going to do this?
Can we get two sternos in here?
What's a sterno?
Oh,
for food?
The heat things.
Yeah, the heat things they put on there like catering.
We'll eat after the show.
No, they can hold their hands over it, and whoever keeps their hand over it the longest wins.
Whoever melts their skin.
Mm. I
like
ooh, that.
Like a Busey in Lethal Weapon 1 situation. Yeah. Mr. Jonathan, remember that?
Yeah, come on.
Bloody Knuckles is...
A good idea.
Good idea. It's also
nobody's going to get really hurt.
I mean, I guess we ought to use different quarters. In this day and age, you can't be sharing bloody quarters.
Yeah, just go full contact me and Paco, dude.
No, Irish. We're not going to make you guys fight, Irish. You're too willing.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
And he's too not willing. He said he'd get in the fetal position when I challenged him.
That's how Hawaiians defend themselves.
Yeah.
They start crying and they lie down on the ground.
Yeah, he might have to do some sort of ritual dance before he starts the fight. Some sort of Maori.
I'm like, pretend he's a warthog, Paco. Attack. Yeah. Attack him right now. Use. Pretend he's a can of spam. What would you do?
Use pineapple.
What would you do, Paco? I can't wait till Paco comes in and starts talking shit.
I forgot to ask this. Have you ever been in a fight before?
Yes.
A lot?
Yes.
Really? A sober fight?
A lot.
Mostly sober, yeah.
Really?
Wow.
That's bad for Paco. Good for
Paco's German Paco's Joey. A nice guy. How old are you, Joey?
Just turned 28.
28. Paco's 30.
Got the
What's
age?
The tail of the tape?
6'2", 180 pounds.
You're 6'2"?
Yeah.
Wiry.
Why do you seem like you're so much taller? I'm 6'1". I look at you and I'm like, Irish Joey is the fucking tallest person I've ever met in my entire life. He's like a fucking god amongst men. He's so tall. Shannon, is he not crazy tall?
Well, to Shannon.
You guys are all pretty tall to me.
Yeah, Donnelly's tall to Shannon.
Shannon, what do you think here? What do you think we should do to make these guys prove they want it? I'm really upset that neither one of them brought in more bits or more edited things.
And Paco said he did bring in 2 more bits.
Wow.
Second half of the show. But Joey did send several articles.
And Joey's willing to physically attack him.
Paco took our pictures. He was nice with that camera.
It was great. What Joey has in
picture taking Paco.
Yeah.
Paco has in content. He brought in content. That's a good matchup. Content versus
passion.
German rage.
If I can take your passion and match it with Paco's content, we'd have a perfect fucking second chair producer.
Yeah.
Island of Dr. Moreau situation for a producer.
Yeah, Pearl Harbor versus Germany over here.
What parts of Joey would we take? We would take Joey's long torso. I love how tall he is. We want to give that up.
That was the creepiest thing you could have said.
Really enthralled with Joey's
his
length.
Long torso.
We'd have to take Joey's long torso and probably his long-ass legs. Apparently, he can kick.
Long-ass hair, too.
I like Paco's entire head. There's not a single piece of Joey's head that I'm taking over Paco's head. Maybe just Joey's normal white eyes. So we can give Paco round eyes, which would be fucking pretty. Then he's essentially a Puerto Rican guy, a long-ass Puerto Rican guy, right? We use Paco needs his hands to make content. Damn it. But Joey needs his hands to punch.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right.
One of each.
That's a good idea. One long-ass, gangly white arm, one short little Asian arm.
You could do like a Edward Scissorhands kind of thing. You put like the camera in one hand and then the boxing glove in the other and have like a multitask.
No, I was thinking even better. You're on to something with the Edward Scissorhands. We take Joey's fingers and we attach them over Paco's fingers like that.
Oh.
So we have them both.
Like a human centipede, but just for the hand.
Just sort of like, it's like he's got his, like, it's like his blades or Paco's.
Like his Wolverine thing.
Well, these are Joey's, like, he'll wrap Paco's hands around like that to make a fist to fight. But then when Paco needs to work, he can just fucking, Joey can do that.
Yeah, it'll come out like the alien. smaller.
Out of his chest, yeah.
Yeah. No. These are his fingers.
On his hands.
Yeah. Are on his hands like Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Joey's hands go on the bottom and then tiny little Asian hands come out to do work and take photos.
So you're saying almost like robotic things. Like they would come in like Quato from...
Yeah, from Total Recall. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Paco?
Yeah.
Paco. He's a good-looking kid, too.
What if we just put Paco inside of Joey like Quato?
That's perfect.
And then when Joey opens his shirt, you have Paco's face being
comes
like,
out and takes a picture and then goes back in.
Yeah. I know how to boost your YouTube numbers.
That was a pretty good Quato impression.
I think Paco actually looks like Quato. Can you pull up Quato?
No, he does not look like Quato.
And the guy that he comes out of looks a little bit like Irish Joey.
The guy he comes out of is a... it's not the black... Isn't
no, the black guy is a cockroach.
Oh,
that was
right,
the most racist moment of any movie where they were like, look, the only black guy in this movie is a fucking filthy, expendable cockroach. It's disgusting. You're right.
He does not look like Quato.
Pull up Paco. Come here. Show your face.
No.
That looks exactly like... Are you fucking kidding me?
It does not look like...
That looks like Paco, dude. Paco, show your fuck. Come here, dude. That looks just like you. Sit down.
No, I'm with you.
Sit down.
No. That doesn't look like
you. No way, dude. I'm on your side.
Looks more like Irish than fucking Paco.
Show his face.
Sorry, Irish. I love you.
Now, get a little bit of a grimace. Yeah. Now, get your hands up like this, dude.
Well,
you're telling me that doesn't look like fucking Paco.
He's doing the West Coast.
No, Irish Joey, come here. Stand above him. Come back here.
Yo, I never noticed that about Cuado, that he's throwing up the West Side fucking thing.
Look, Irish Joey, lift their
well,
stand
if anybody
up
makes
lift
that
up,
face, they'll look like Cuado.
Yeah, puff out your cheeks. Shirt.
Here, look. Now zoom in a little bit. Look, that's
Paco, Irish looks like Jesus Christ right now.
Yeah,
on the cross.
He does. Yeah, he does.
You're gonna tell me that's not a perfect recreation of Cuado?
We just produce like this.
Cuado has my hairline. You ever notice that?
That is also true. Yeah. And your shaped head.
Irish Joey really does look like IT Jesus. Have you considered turning it off and turning it back on, my son?
Have you cleared your cash, my son? That was, I don't know why I followed that up with a worse joke.
Irish Joey. All right, I'm excited for you. We're gonna do something physical between them. Shannon, think of physical activities that we can do between them.
Maybe that's it, like a triathlon kind of thing, instead of them fighting.
All right, bloody knuckles.
Bloody knuckles. Yeah.
Punching in the arm.
Bloody knuckles would be the last. Oh, that's three punching things as a triathlon.
What if we do...
What about some sort of going to get lunch the fastest?
No, we did this all already. I just realized we're doing a Legion of Skanks bit. We just did a whole Intern Olympics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It can't be as simple as that.
It's got to be a fight
more
thing.
Hardcore parkour. What about that thing where like Eskimos used to challenge each other to it? They'd have to get naked.
They kiss with their noses?
No, not Eskimos. It's not gay, Zach. It's not bi guys. You save that shit for Ian's fucking the queer hour with Ian and Zach.
It's about an hour and 20, actually.
At the end of this episode, there's going to be like 10 minutes of talking, and the rest is going to be sound effects.
Yeah. It's a good show.
Yeah.
Goddamn right.
How about this? What are the odds on the two guys? I think that you have to give Paco bigger odds.
We're going to bet. No.
Would it be 2-1? It wouldn't be 2-1.
I'm not betting against them, guys. This is a fucking serious thing. They're getting an actual real job.
It's a real job?
It's a real job. They get to be second chair on this show.
Hmm.
3 days a week. It's a morning show. It's the fucking... It is the number one show technically on the network. If
the
you consider
flagship?
It's a flagship.
Well, you dropped the L on that.
I really... I want to see this happen so badly, but I'm worried for Paco.
Here's what they do.
Why?
They get naked.
No,
don't underrate Paco.
I know. I'll bet on Paco.
What you do is you guys got to stand here. I'm going to make you guys do this. I decided what this is going to be. Okay. You have to stand here naked, both of you, and then you each grab the opposite ear. So I take my right
hand. Well, I thought that was going a way different direction.
Yeah, I thought you were going to grab each other's dicks and whoever gets hard loses.
Are you talking about me and Sean?
So I would grab Joey's left ear. And Joey would grab my left ear with his right hand. And you just take that hand and you pull. Whoever quits first loses.
Why are they naked for this?
Because to make it that much more.
Because it's a video podcast.
Shut up, Zach.
Wait, so let Andy have fun.
Zach, don't you understand how I fucking... Don't ask a creator how he creates. Just let him create.
Yeah.
So I feel like that'll be over in 3 seconds.
You think so? No.
Well, you know
if
why?
If somebody grabbed my ear and pulled, right away I'd be like,
Irish,
I'd
you have
out.
Earrings?
Like, I'm naked. Get off me.
Irish doesn't have earrings. Paco has earrings. So.
Yeah. You don't have earrings, Irish?
Do you have an earring in your left ear, Paco? Both. Well
you got to make it even, though. You can't have him do the earring ear.
He's got to take it out.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it is a disadvantage.
Yeah.
It is a disadvantage, absolutely. And are you really willing 100% to bet the job on this competition, whatever you decide?
Are you look who you're asking. Are you kidding me?
I'm making sure. I'm not doubting it.
I'm 100% willing to bet the job on this. If they are willing to stand naked here on the show, I know Joey is. Paco,
are you willing to do that?
Paco's thinking about it right now.
That would really be fun.
And they have to hold each other's ear, and whoever quits first.
Are they just crumpling the ear? Is that what it is?
Or are they yanking?
They're yanking the ear?
I like this one.
This one.
Shannon, come here. Let me show you.
And then being naked really adds some flavor to it. I got to be honest.
It does add flavor to it.
Really hey, let me, it, up.
It does.
I won't do it hard on you. But like they, so I would grab it and I'd be able to just with one hand.
That sucks.
It sucks. Yeah, that's what I mean. It'd be over, right?
Wouldn't
it be
over? Well, it's like your teacher would pull you by your ear into a classroom. It's grabbing your entire, a man's hand, clasping onto your ear.
It sucks. It does suck.
And pulling.
Yeah.
And then whoever, the other guy's pulling on your ear at the same time, and whoever gives up first.
It can't be.
Loses.
Maybe you can't make it that they're pulling because he has more, like leverage because he's taller, right? So you have to make it where they're just standing still.
No,
and crushing
Paco's
the
in
ear.
A guaranteed advantageous position there because he can grab onto it and then just let go and hold onto his arm, swing from his ear. That's what I would do.
And I'll pick him up by his ear.
That is also true. That's a good point, Jerry.
Irish.
Paco, would you do that if that was the case?
Paco, how bad do you want it?
He's so afraid of everything against me.
Is he, though? Because that's not... You think so? But you don't know...
He's not jumping to fight me or do anything.
That could be a pretty even-keeled thing. It wouldn't, like... You never know. Maybe you have tougher ears. Maybe your cartilage is better. Like, that's a thing. That's why it's not so
bad. You also have, I'll tell you right now, smaller ears.
I was just saying to say that.
That's an advantage.
Yeah.
It's better. Yeah, dude. It's like a...
Easier to tear off.
No, dude.
Oh, shit.
No, dude. That's like trying to hang on to like a ledge, like a little tiny ledge like this. It's going to be a lot harder to get a grip.
I'm just going to pull it like a tab on a fucking...
No, it's got one hand, Joey. And you got those big gangly fingers, too, dude. Your fingers are going to probably get all knotted up.
Let's get a look at those ears.
Yeah, big hands with a small ear.
Irish has
not
nine ears, too.
No, Irish got some big, goofy-ass elf ears. Irish probably had those...
that's pretty big.
Made it some fucking death metal festival.
some German laboratory.
That's German, that's German engineering right there.
He's like, I speak elfish, so I want the ears to match.
Some Lord of the Rings fan.
Yeah, dude, some fucking queer fucking horse shit.
These are made by Mercedes-Benz, these ears.
Be careful with the pointy ears.
So would you get naked for it?
Yeah, I've been naked on this network before.
Oh, yes. Okay, all right. Has Paco been naked?
No, Paco.
I got to be honest. That would be the hardest part. Like, that's what's so great about this challenge is that it's like it's an added bonus to be embarrassed about being naked while you're
crushed. Yeah,
because
that might make you pull away sooner.
It's so vulnerable.
Yeah.
To fucking,
everything.
For me, it would,
everything.
I wouldn't get naked.
Is Paco, is the problem being naked or is the problem the ear pulling?
The ear thing.
Or is it a little bit
the ear
both?
Pulling? So you would get naked, no problem.
What if you guys just get naked and kiss?
Oh, he would do that.
He would do that.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. It's like you do it. Like who can get the farthest with the too gay to stop thing? Like the
gay
like,
chicken.
All right. Gay chicken. Yeah, I was trying
to
get
naked. No. They got to be all right. You got to naked box each other with one boxing glove
while gay chicken's going on. So it's, you're hitting them in the face.
You have to.
While
listen. We have to strap your right hand to each other's right hands. It's like the Michael Jackson "Beat It" video, right?
Literally, you're jerking each other off with boxing gloves. You're watching gay robot chicken. It's getting very hard to follow this.
We're strapping your hands together, and then you guys get one boxing glove, and you gotta while you're naked beat the shit out of each other, and then the first one to quit loses. Is this illegal for me to make people do?
I don't think so, but if you got consent, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're not making me do anything. I consent to it.
Irish is ready to go.
It has to be something because if you do bloody knuckles, they're not going to get that hurt from it. So yourself.
Dude.
Bloody knuckles, you can get pretty.
You fucking wallop somebody hard.
Oh no, we're not talking about that bloody knuckles. I'm talking about
the one with the quarter.
What's the quarter?
You spin the quarter right. And you're supposed to touch your finger to it, and whoever knocks down the quarter. Takes the, or you can just go blow for blow, but you take the quarter and then you slide it across the table while the other person has their knuckles down on the table. So it essentially just digs into your knuckles. There we go, show. Yeah, look at these bloody knuckles right here.
Oh.
Yeah, look. Yeah, these kids, can we get some volume?
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
They have a retarded kid playing bloody knuckles.
That looks like shaved Irish Joey. Oh shit!
Okay.
And then they use the same quarter.
When I came, bloody
girl.
Knuckles was
yeah.
Look at this girl
knuckle on knuckle violence.
You go watch a girl getting dry in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is she there? She reporting on it?
Yeah. She's like, these kids are faggots.
She's texting
yeah,
her friend.
Tweeting.
She's texting her college boyfriend.
I'm hanging out at a gay table.
She's texting the professor she's fucking.
Yeah, we used to play this all the time.
Oh, see, we just played the you punch the knuckles and then
absolutely.
And whoever gives up first.
Look at his hands, like how much they're bleeding. This guy's
that's
a bloody
crazy.
Knuckle. He's the bloody knuckle king. He never gives up. This guy.
Holy cow. Oh, I didn't. That's way more intense. I didn't realize that.
It's, yeah, that's like if the Insane Clown Posse had an Olympics, that would be one of the
that
events.
Would definitely be right, one of the events. Right, right, absolutely. Right.
As the master of ceremonies, I can confirm that.
so you definitely think they have to be naked for whatever this is, right? There's got to be.
I think it would show their commitment.
Bloody nipples.
Bloody nipples. Ooh. So they put their nipple
hold
on
your
the
nipple
table,
down to the table.
It's just gonna hit them in the throat. yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. But the halfway point, we're gonna switch Paco out for Joey. Shannon, what do you think so far, though? Who do you like better? Who do you like working with so far, Shannon? I want you to be brutally honest right now. You are the fucking main bitch in charge. You're the queen of the ship, okay? Ships have queens now.
It's a really tight race right now because they're both on their best behavior.
Shannon using fucking sexy language.
I know, right?
She's like, it's really hard to say. You know what I mean?
It's a really wet decision.
Yeah, they're both on their best behavior right now, but they've been getting everything to me on time, doing everything that they need to do without me reminding them, which is what was a big problem for me in
with
the past.
With Dylan. Dylan reminding. Was, hated having to remind Dylan.
Yeah, like I want to be able to collaborate with someone, but I can't do that if I spend all my time reminding them to do the basic
It's funny because I had to remind you, Shannon, last night that
you're
we were guests on the show.
You're absolutely right.
I didn't mean to call her out.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, you're absolutely right. I forgot to confirm
I
with
forgot
them.
To.
Yes.
Wow.
They were both.
There might be a lead producer chair opening up soon.
Oh, look, Dylan's here. Dylan's here. Right. Dylan's in the background listening to it, and his feelings are hurt now.
But do you see how I admitted to my mistake? Yes, I fucked up, and I apologize. Correct.
And I'm happy that Dylan was here to hear that.
Yeah, but do you see how I responded to it, and I admitted
very professional.
It?
That's right.
I'm not yelling at you back.
Well, hardcore parkour, Shannon.
Shannon's still holding a grudge a week later.
Shannon, what about like who you would want to sit next to for a couple hours that day, like body smells? Or
that's right. Who are you more attracted to? That's a better question.
Yeah.
I don't think
if you
that...
backs against the wall, uh-huh. I'm holding you there.
Yeah.
It's me. I'm holding you. So you gotta fuck one of these guys right now, or I'm gonna kill you and your fucking nieces
well,
and nephews.
That's
bitch.
A weird scenario right off the bat.
Yeah. I mean, I personally, I'm attracted to Paco.
Forehead pressed against the wall.
You fucking slut. You're fucking one of these guys. I don't give a fuck. You work for me, bitch. This is a hypothetical scenario.
Yeah. It sounds like it. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, finally, my hands are able to fucking be on you the way that I want them to. Oh, Shannon, I'm
slower
next.
For the court stenographer.
So, Shannon, back's against the wall.
So I think it would be easier.
Shannon, let me
slowly ask
the question. We have an hour and a half to fill. I understand how to fluff it up. Sorry, Shannon, you can answer the question now. Back's against the wall. You got to bang one of these guys, Irish Joey or the Asian Paco. What do you say?
So I think it would be easier for me to ask the question after I see the physical competition between the two of them.
After you see them naked.
Well, whoa! I have seen Joey's penis.
You see, he joined the SDR show.
It's Gangfest, yeah.
How's he hanging?
How's the
competition?
Well, it was in costume, so it was hard for me to really gauge it.
He had a white hood on it.
It was in costume.
He's Irish, but then
unless it was dressed as a bigger dick, that doesn't matter.
He had an SS uniform on it.
Yeah.
I bet he's fucking throwing.
How did it rate even in the costume? Were you able to tell, make out a shape?
It was hard to tell, and I was very tired.
She's being nice. Oh,
very diplomatic
Shannon.
Answer.
Hell yeah, fuck yeah.
Blame Shannon.
Hell yeah, Shannon. Fucking throwing out fire jokes. I love it. I appreciate a good fire joke. So you couldn't see his cock at all?
Some of it. I just honestly, I feel like they were all pretty similar.
You mean some of it? Was it Batman?
It was, I had just come off.
Put me in your mouth.
I had just come off stage from doing the roast battle against Harrington, which I was terrified to do.
Yeah.
And I had been working that whole day, so I was just really tired when it happened, so my memory is a little fuzzy.
I bet.
You're describing this like you saw a dick on the subway. I had a long day. I was really stressed.
Skankfest is a lot of hard work, right?
It is a lot of work, yeah.
Hard you should work. Sell. You should sell your panties at the end of the Skankfest.
One from each day.
Yeah, from each day, you'd make a lot of money.
You'd make a fortune.
Make your salary in a day.
Soppy ass fucking swamp panties.
Oh, especially the summer one we're gonna have.
Yeah.
Mm. Think about it.
Ew.
Leave her alone. She's a good girl, Zach. Christ almighty. I've really broken her down. I remember, like, in the beginning, do you remember Shani? She'd be like, I just have one rule. Please,
don't call me fat.
Just don't call me fat. And then for a year and a half, I did nothing but call her fat. It was crazy. But then I broke her down so hard that now she's got a thick skin. Now she can't.
Well, don't call her fat again.
Listen to me. I don't call her fat anymore.
Thick skin?
It stopped bothering her.
She
so now I don't call her fat, but isn't that incredible?
Why would fat be an insecurity for you?
Well, I was
heavier. She's fat.
I was like 30 pounds heavier at that time. So I'm still sensitive about that.
She was 210 pounds.
5'1". But yeah, now I don't care.
You take so much shit. It's crazy. Yeah. Take a lot of shit.
She should take more shits and stop being so fat. We clear out that colon. She's looking a little chubs this week.
That's not true, Shannon.
You ask me.
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Now, Shannon, aren't you happier because I broke you down?
I mean, I'm sure there's some psychological damage that happens.
That's called Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah.
But I'm okay.
Stockholm, that's where Joe is born.
You're like the emotional equivalent of... That's not Germany.
Yes.
You fucking idiot.
Yes.
He has no idea.
Tis Germany.
Tis
Germany.
That's Irish.
I am a king. For I am a king and Germany will be what I say it is.
Every country is just Germany to Lewis.
We're in a better world. In a better world.
Somebody tried that once.
God, this show rules. This show rules. All right, real quick, we must thank one of our great new sponsors, which is Fume. It's spelled Fum, pronounced Fume. Hard to not say Fum. Why not say Fum? More fun to say Fum. I'm not having foon right now. I'm having fun.
You are a fumass.
Look, they've been on the network for a couple months, and they want the real ass bump. Not that real ass bump, you cokeheads. The real ass bump is in our fan base's fucking love and support. And Fume is a great natural and non-addictive replacement for smoking, vaping, and nicotine addictions. This is not a vape, and it's not a cigarette. Fume is a hollow piece of Canadian maple with cores infused with the benefits of the world's super plants. It is great for replacement therapy, and there's a wide selection of cores which focus on flavor, aroma, and the specific effect you are looking for. A number of the different flavors are great natural nicotine craving reducers as well. All Fume items are manufactured and sustainably produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada with Canadian maple. It's like you're smoking a fucking pack of pancakes. That's what I say.
Smoke a pack of pancakes.
What a Canadian sentence. It's time to smoke a pack of pancakes. Look, check out their website right now, fumeessential.com. That's FUMESSENTIAL.com. And take a look at their entire selection. There's more than a half dozen flavors, and they'll explain their entire Fume program. You can subscribe for monthly deliveries that never have to worry about your Fume supply running out, or check out the new products a la carte and find your favorite that way. Right now, FUMESSENTIAL.com, FUMEessential.com, and kick that disgusting habit in 2021. Use the promo code REAL and you're going to save 10%. REAL is that promo code. FUMEessential.com is the website. Get 10% off FUMEessential.com. Use that promo code REAL. All right, where were we? So, Joey, do you have any? What was one of the subjects you brought in today? What is one of the topics that you think that we would be able to wax poetic about?
Ooh. Let's see. We've got a local Karen screaming the N-word here in Lower East Side.
Fian.
We have this boom mic next to Karen Fian. That's your window.
We have a local Karen.
Does it count if the N-word is preceded by fuck me?
I also have a football coach that got fired because all of their plays they were calling were anti-Semitic slurs.
This story.
How many anti-Semitic slurs are there?
23, 42.
That's exactly.
Kike is hilarious.
Hot Kike.
I don't know who to give credit for. You guys both have at the same time.
Okay. It's all Zach. Oh, my God. That's fucking hilarious.
I mean, when we were kids, we used to say, Blue 42, your mother's a Jew.
Yeah, so in that vein.
Maybe that was it. Maybe that was the play.
They're going to throw a Hail Mary.
Fucking
Zach. I am out of football
terms. Ah, you got one more in you. I know you do. Well, let's talk about it. Give it a minute. Hail Mary.
God, that was so fucking quick.
Kike, Hail Mary.
That was good.
God damn.
That's fucking funny.
Ah, he's the best. Shit. He's the fucking best in the business. Simple
he's
as
one
that.
Of the quickest guys.
There's nobody.
He's so fucking quick.
There's nobody quicker than Zach and me.
You don't have. I can't believe that you don't have one more in you at some point.
He will. Let's find it.
Yeah, he'll find it. I bet you he finds it.
What were the plays they say in the article? Because that I don't even know how you
there's
would
do no
that.
There's no way they're as funny as mine.
No, there's no way.
No way.
The three that they listed were Auschwitz, Rabbi, and Dreidel.
But two of them are actually pro-Semitic.
Yeah, they're but do you, but they're saying that they're using them it, like
audibles, basically.
Yeah, yeah. They're using them to be like anti-Semitic. That's why they're using them.
How?
Because why would you call him Rabbi Dreidel in Auschwitz if you weren't being a fucking dick?
Yeah.
Are they calling
like, it's one of those things where I'm like, obviously.
Every yeah. play, they had to get the quarterback.
Yeah, is there a Jewish kid on the team? They're
that's
like,
just an old, that's an old joke.
That's an old joke.
That's an old joke.
Or is it, are they using it for play calls? Or is there a Jewish kid on the team? They're like, we got to play, throw it to Auschwitz over there.
Hey, Rabbi, you're wide open.
And then he got fired for it?
Yeah, they fired him like the next day.
It's also a thing
fucking high school kids, man. Come on.
Where was this again?
Boston.
Oh, that
Duxbury.
Okay, there you go.
I saw the story. I have a friend who went to this high school, Duxbury. It's a super rich white town.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes total sense to me if it's Boston.
They call it Deluxeberry because it's how fucking rich.
There's a lot of towns and Jewish towns in Long Island there. I have names for. Yeah.
Nice people.
Hey, that's a good story. See, you know what, Joey? Very good job. You set us up
that
very
guy
nice.
Gave us
a little riff.
Yeah.
A little Laffy Taffy. Very nice. Not bad.
Old.
What was your other one?
Let's see. We had a lady in the Lower East Side screaming the N-word at a bakery.
Oh, that was Lower East Side?
Yeah, Essex Market.
Essex Market. Is
see,
that a bakery?
You have to also consider the fact that, like, you know, Legion of Skanks, it is a very Legion of Skanksy type story. I'm sure Shannon saw that and she was like, you know, I'm going to keep that for Skanks. I know what they're going to do.
Or it would have been in our stories and you would have went, I'm going to keep this for Skanks.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
That's why I did send, this was actually a mind meld, which I was going to tell you after you watched the video.
Oh, you mind melded. You know what? Fuck it. We're mind melding. Go, Shannon. Fuck it. Right now, we're doing Fiore, Donnelly, mind meld. A game that I made up.
I hold the record for quickest mind meld with the aforementioned Karen Feehan.
Wow.
It was the N-word.
What is mind meld? I've never done it.
Okay, we'll get there.
Yeah. That's the game. Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude.
What?
It was a mind meld joke.
It was a mind meld joke. So, all right. So you guys both say any word in the world. Any word that you could fucking think of, Sean Donnelly.
Okay. Should I do it now?
Wait.
Oh, sorry.
You got to say it at the same time as Andy Fury. Now, once you guys say the words, then you wait a beat, maybe 3 seconds. You go 1, 2, 3, and then you got to say the next word that sort of comes to mind. The idea is you're trying to get to the same place,
right?
Trying to get to the same word.
Oh. You're trying to find the common area between those two words.
So the first word will make you think of the next word.
So if I say computer and he says table, right? We would the next word might be laptop. We would both sort of we're trying to.
Okay.
You got this, pal.
You got it. I got it. This is a big deal. If you guys don't mind meld, this is sort of a test as well for podcast co-hosts, because if you don't mind meld, I can't believe that you guys are on the same page. Mm-hmm. And you guys, anybody should be listening to your
podcast. Well, considering that this is the first time I've ever heard of this game, I don't give a shit what you think about it.
It doesn't matter, Sean. That's not the way it works. This is a real test to see if you guys have chemistry right now. This is a big deal. There's more pressure than you're giving it credit for.
Okay. No. There's a lot of pressure here. I just don't. So we have to say the word. We go 1, 2, 3,
first
and then
say
the
word. First word that pops into your head, right?
First word that pops into your head.
Okay. You ready? Do I do it? We both do it at the same time, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Cock. Snake.
Snake and cock.
That's the first word that popped into my head.
That was almost right on the same kind of thing, same wavelength.
Has anybody ever gotten the first word right? Have anybody
ever
said the word first?
Me and Zach.
Really? That makes sense. That's
what was it?
It was the N-word.
Yeah, I had a feeling. All right, Shawnee. I got to concentrate.
First word that came into my mind.
So we had to do another one, right?
Yeah, you're gonna go 1, 2, 3, and then the
word. So what was it? Cock and snake?
Cock and snake.
Lewis.
That's what I was gonna say. By Zach, I'm not invited to Zach.
Oh, I didn't know you could do proper nouns. I had no idea. Then I had to be like,
any word in the world.
Any word in the world. Okay. So then, all right, let's do
it. Lewis was gonna be mine.
All right.
No. You gotta change it now.
All right, you ready?
One. No, because I have to
think of a word. Oh, we have to mime. You take time to mime out. It's not a quick.
Yeah. You're calling me a cock. Okay. No.
Snake.
Okay.
Snake.
Okay.
Rattle.
That's your insecurity, bro. Snake.
Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
You just playing
same words. I'm just trying to get there before you. Okay.
Cock and snake.
Cock and snake. Ready?
Fuck. I'm not
Come
ready.
On. You got it. Cock and snake.
It sounds like a hipster bar.
Cock and snake.
Cock and snake.
Yeah. Look at me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're not in my
mind. Mind meld.
Okay.
Ready?
Can we just mouth the words.
Ready? Ready?
Yeah.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Balls.
Oh! Yeah!
I didn't realize how good that would feel when that happened. Those balls felt so good.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm 2 for 2 on the instant mind meld.
Woo! Shit. I'm so excited that I did that.
I just cummed.
Wow.
Yes.
I didn't realize how exciting that would be. That's pretty good.
It's a rush, baby.
That's a good game. I like that.
It feels so good when you mind meld with somebody. It feels better than you think it could possibly
does feel better. Because when you said the thing about the chemistry thing, I was like, he's right. Maybe if I don't know this word.
It's sort of getting in your head, right, dude? Yeah, I know. That's a big fucking deal right there. Let's do our plugs real quick. We got a little bit of time left, and we're gonna say good. We're gonna bid adieu to Irish Joey, German Joey.
Ooh,
how do you say goodbye in German?
Auf Wiedersehen.
See you at the crossroads.
What are you?
Right.
What do you say?
Auf Wiedersehen is goodbye in German.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Yeah.
Auf Wiedersehen. Living la vida loca. All right. Goodbye, Irish Joey.
Oh man, I'm high off that balls. Mind melt. Woo.
Wow.
Adrenaline.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
It's a big deal.
I was worried.
I'll grab another coffee when you get a chance. A little bit of cream, maybe half of a stevia. Be nice. That brings in fresh water.
Thank you so much.
Didn't even ask.
Hasn't even started yet.
I
didn't even ask.
Talk about mind melt. I was just thinking I wanted more water.
Wow.
That's
I think you're Team Paco, bro.
Wow, dude.
That,
and water is like gold in Hawaii.
Yeah.
You guys know that.
They're surrounded by it.
Pineapples and water.
So what do you guys got to plug, boys?
We got the podcast. It's called the DY. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter. It's at the DYM podcast. And I'm at Shawnee Time on Instagram and Twitter. And Andy?
At Andy Fiori, AndyFiori. We have a show together May 2nd. No, May 1st.
May
Oxford, 1st. Pennsylvania.
Yeah, in Pennsylvania, yeah.
AndyFiori.com for dates. Dates are trickling in.
And then we both have radio shows on Sirius. Mine is called Celebrate. It's every Wednesday at 4 p.m.
And mine is The Raw Report, Thursdays at 4 p.m.
Both on Raw Dog 99.
We should have done that whole thing in a mind melt. It would have been sweet.
We could have.
Zach Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other shows here on the network. Bye Guys with Ian Finance, Thursdays mornings at 11 a.m. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. And Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m.
Very cool. Yeah, live show's coming up tonight. If you guys are watching live, myself and Zach Amico, Fairfield, Connecticut, at the Warehouse. Fairfield, Connecticut, March 26th. Going to be a lot of fun. Very excited about it, Zach. Got a lot of new material that I've been working out, so thank you guys very much for supporting. April 16th and 17th, I'll be at Side Splitters in Tampa with Kurt Metzger. Also on the 15th, I'll be in Boca Raton. And on the 18th, I'll be in Port St. Lucie. Lots of other dates like Cleveland and Las Vegas coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com and grab your tickets now for anything you guys want to grab tickets for. And I'm adding new dates as they come in. So I think Austin's coming up with Legion of Skanks. Zach, we want you to do that with us as well.
Oh, good.
Because we got butt fucked going out to try to do Kill Tony. So I want you to come down with us for Skanks, and we'll do a Kill Tony as well. So look out for that as well. Skankfest, November 5th through 7th. It's happening in Houston.
Hell
Everything
yeah.
is open back up.
Texas is just open.
That's it.
Right?
We got a lot of look. We got a lot of time now. Obviously, November's a little bit of time away, but I'll tell you right now, it's going to be incredible. The amount of time will just allow us to make it a bigger, better, more badass show for you guys. A lot of people already confirming that are incredible. The lineup is essentially going to be a brand new lineup. We have to announce because everything has shifted and changed.
Sure.
So we're going to be announcing lineups, tickets. Everything will be coming very, very soon. SkankFestNYC.com is a website. Also, or skankfest.net, you can go to, because that fucking horrible at skankfest.com. But I don't care.
Who's Rebecca? That?
Check out my other podcasts right here on the Gas Digital Network. I have four podcasts that I host: Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me with Michael Bisping, and Gomez Watches Seinfeld, where me and my sister break down another episode of Seinfeld, the show that we've never watched ever in our entire lives.
Oh, the controversial this. Gomez Watches
the
Seinfeld.
The controversial. And you have a little part in it all.
Well, I did not.
They tried to pass the blame on you.
No, they didn't.
Mark
first
and
of,
Joe said.
You're a maniac.
Sean
first
Donnelly
of all.
Said, fuck you, fuck your fat sister. That's what he said.
I did not.
That's what Sean
you said
Donnelly
said. Said
that
to me
said.
On the podcast, Sean. Don't try and deny it.
I thought
you mind melded
that.
It. You're like, Louis, this is your fat. Like, what? You piece of shit.
Never happened. People who know me know that didn't happen. No, but I don't know why you think you own Seinfeld.
I do own Seinfeld.
You do not own Seinfeld.
I own Seinfeld.
Well, also, what season are you on the podcast?
Season 2.
Oh, season 2. Okay.
We're now on season 2. So yeah, come and watch Seinfeld. Get it everywhere you guys grab podcasts. And obviously, subscribe to Gas Digital Network. You guys can get the entire on-demand library for all of my shows in one place, all ad-free and uncensored. By the way, we're censoring everything for YouTube now in a much heavier capacity now. There will be no more N-words. There will be no more F-words on YouTube.
That's it for you.
No,
we're losing three shows on the network.
That's getting it's getting fucking crazy, okay, out there. So we're gonna make major changes as we're coming into the year. So make sure you guys, if you guys want this stuff ad free and uncensored, get it at Gas Digital Network. Use the promo code RAP. You get a 14-day free trial. Next month, the 14-day free trial is going away. It's only gonna be a 7-day free trial. So do that right now. Also, you can grab all of our merch at podcastmerch.com. All the real ass podcast merch. The Mother's Day Dad's Cum mug is coming. It will be available. It's going to be for pre-sale next month, and it'll be on time for Mother's Day. So if you guys want a mug that says Dad's Cum for your mother to drink out of,
yeah,
it's going to be the fucking greatest gift your mother could ever ask for. Every
We're
time
not going to do Mom's Pussy Juice?
For Father's Day? Yeah, but that's a different fucking holiday, bro.
Yeah, wait till June. Come on, Zach.
Yeah, duh.
I think you should switch them.
What do you mean?
So Mom's Pussy Juice for Mother's Day, Dad's Cum for Father's Day.
Why?
Because the gifts that you would get.
You want Mom's
Dad's
Cum.
Yeah.
It's happening. It doesn't matter. It's fucking happening. Also, go to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Once a month, I give away a special prize. I haven't decided what I'm going to give away next month yet. You got to figure
dad's
it
out.
Dad's Cum. Dad's Cum. Your dad's Cum.
What if it was just a vial of my cum?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Zach, is your dad?
You do it. Do whatever you want with it.
I thought we were all out of dads in this room.
Can I throw it away?
My vial of cum?
Yeah.
Why would you throw away that?
The life juice
gold.
Of the
I say you artificially inseminate your girlfriend with
it. Or, I mean, talk about a get-out-of-jail-free card. Any crime you do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a on thinking it. Man right there.
There we go. That's perfect.
You stole a bag of potato chips. Why is there cum everywhere?
They were Ruffles.
For dip.
That you can't eat just one.
No, what you can do is, what if I make the vial, it is... it's made out of whatever
your cum is vial.
Whatever material like pills are made out of, where they will dissolve eventually.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like
that,
like
synthetic,
like a capsule sort of material. Yeah. So I give you a capsule of my cum
to take if you get captured behind an enemy line. Frosting at the mouth.
Guys, is that cyanide? No, it's Lewis's jizz. He's frothing at the mouth. It's a cum shot.
It just makes you Puerto Rican. He's got a Toyota with a different colored door.
Just the gayest way. Yeah. You're captured and you cum in your mouth. Yeah.
Don't go near him. He's got a podcast.
No, what you do is you take this, right? And then you put it on your finger. You hide it on your finger. And then with your chick, who you're trying to impregnate with my seed, a future king. It's a future king. You finger her with the pill.
This totally sounds doable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You finger her with the pill, and then you implant the pill right. up inside of.
Is that listening.
What is that like bone essentially that's up in there? Is that the cervix? I have no idea. Shut the fuck up. There's women watching in the studio right now and they're holding their heads like that. There's a little fucking bone. Essentially,
the
there's
cervix.
A.
I think it is.
There's
the cervix.
A dick. There's a dick up inside of your pussy that nobody's talking about.
Is there? Is it the cervix? It's cervix, right?
We don't know. The cervix is a hole. It's not a dick. It's a dick shaped. Some of them are more pronounced than others.
It's true.
No, I know. And Patrice had an actor. It's like you feel like a ball or something. He's like,
it's
what
a,
is that,
it's like a bone.
Something in there.
Shannon, that's a skeleton. Happy Halloween. I get you're very excited about the Halloween season. Get the skeleton off the screen. We're talking about the woman's body.
We're talking about a bone. These are the bones that exist in the body.
Shannon, so I don't know if it's a bone. The pubic tubernacle?
Yes. No, pubic arch right there. It's got to be pubic arch. That's the lowest one.
That's not tubernacle either. It's pubic turbical.
The pubic tabernacle choir.
The pub tub. The pubic turbicle.
Doggy, you know, when you finger a chick, there's kind of... Can one of you ladies come in
here? Can we get the vaginal wall, Shannon?
Can we finger one of you guys really quick on the show? And
do they get the job if you do that?
Maybe.
They get the producer.
Yeah, they go, but Irish and Paco, we're doing good. Then some girl let us finger her. And
everyone came over. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So all right, here's the vagina. All right, there's the rectum.
This is the greatest moment of my life right
is
now.
Is it the bladder? Am I fingering the bladder?
No, it's the
There's
I think cervix is right.
I think it is the cervix. Look at that. That's where it's kind of like, yeah, you finger it, and it's the opening to the cervix.
You take a left at the...
Okay, look at the cervix.
Take
zoom
a left
in.
At Albuquerque.
Okay, that... Essentially, if you look at the tip of that cervix, it looks like a dick.
Why does it have an arm with a hand?
That's what I'm talking about. That's Quado back there growing up.
Is it the cervix? Is that little part that it's pointing to, is that hard? Maybe that's what it is?
Move your finger in a circular motion.
Is everyone else picturing that rectum just filled with one turd that shape?
Yes.
So that's what it is. It's the cervix that I'm rubbing.
I think so.
I haven't tried to give a girl a good fingering in years.
I don't know if I've ever.
I feel like I don't know why I feel like girls don't want your fingers inside.
Yeah,
of them.
You're not in seventh grade.
Some do though. What do you what you say? Yes.
She just did. Right, yeah. She just did devil horns. Yeah.
That's how she wants you to do it. Yeah. That's good to know.
Here's our local fingering expert, a girl in a corn shirt. Welcome to the Gas Digital Network.
Shannon, do you want to be fingered?
I don't know. It is a little juvenile.
Right? You're just like, what is going on here?
When a guy's going down on you, the combo.
Yes, that I don't mind.
It's a good precursor. It's a good like startup tool, right?
I think more so like the rubbing of the clitoris.
Right.
Is more of like a primer than a fingering. Yeah.
What is the best way to go about that? What is it?
I don't know why you cut Shannon off right there.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. I'm sorry.
Shannon, put some sexy music on for a second.
A flick? That was the hottest thing I've ever
heard. It's like it's a fat kid's ear.
Is it like, what's the proper motion for a clitoris? Can I ask that question without getting upset?
I think it goes woman to woman.
Yeah, it even varies like
I like to hear
for
Paco.
My preference day to day is different.
Really?
Sometimes it's, you know, like a circular motion, sometimes more quick.
He goes, hey, it's Tuesday. He's up on that. Yeah.
There should be a chart up.
Also, it changes like the amount of times that like the woman climaxes. It gets more sensitive, so you have to then be more gentle. It's a whole thing.
Oh.
Yeah, it sounds
I never
like
knew
a lot.
That. Man, it's I'm learning so much.
Right, so let's assume zero times.
Let's assume getting nowhere near it.
Yeah, it's a lot. I don't even try to finger girls anymore. Once in a while, I'll jam a finger in there, and I'm just like...
Jam it home.
Yeah.
You just go straight for the fucking. Or you do a mouth situation.
I mean, you do a mouth... Obviously, mm-hmm. You make out a bunch, and you fucking suck on her fucking tits.
Right.
But it's like, you know, I'm pretty basic. It's like mouth, neck, tit.
And I'm done.
And I'll sleep.
All right, we must take a quick minute and thank Movement Watches for supporting today's show. MVMT, pronounced Movement, has grown into one of the fastest growing watch brands with shipping with over 160 countries across the globe. They have incredible products, including these brand new blue light glasses, which I love. I wear my blue light glasses all the time. I'm always on my phone and on my computer watching television. It's a great way to not damage your eyes. But the watches are fucking phenomenal. They look like $1,000 watches. You get them for a fraction of that price. Already, they have a great price. They're already priced really great. They look incredible. That's the real thing here. If you go and check out their entire lineup of watches, you get to look like you spent a lot of money on a watch. It feels like a really expensive watch. It's heavy. It's not bullshit. You know me by cheap watches.
Yeah, they're sleek. They're classy. And actually, like, a lot of the designs kind of remind you of, like, classic sports cars.
And they ship directly to your door, so you're not paying the middleman prices by going to a retail store, okay? So go right now to MVMT.com. M as in Mary, V as in Virgin, M as in Mary, T as in titties.com/wrap. If you use that URL, you're going to save 15% off your entire order. Movement.com/wrap, MVMT.com/wrap. Save 15% off an amazing new watch right now. Okay, where were we? I'm a simpleton. I really am. It's not like I'm doing it. I'm not fucking. Once in a while, I get a little crazy. Yeah. Once in a while, I get a little wacky.
What's wacky? Finger in the butt? I've done it.
I feel like girls have come around on that.
Girls have come around to you putting your finger in their butt.
Yeah. I feel like the ass play has become a thing lately.
It's super popular. So, I'm old.
Eating it.
Charting?
What?
What is it? Charting? It's
yeah.
super popular.
Yeah,
right
it's
now.
Trending on
it's
Twitter.
Actually, it's actually sharding.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I will. I will definitely. But I don't. Finger in the ass seems once again sort of aggressive.
Not finger in the ass. Finger like pressing the ass. Like yeah, the, like the button of a recorder.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in an old Walkman thing, right. You can record it on the button outside.
Oh, no, I meant like the thing you would play in like grammar school.
Oh, record.
Yeah, you just hold the button.
Hot cross buns on the asshole?
Yeah.
Paco, very happy to have you join us for the second half of the show.
Paco!
Why are you a better fit for the show than Irish Joey? Because Irish Joey is ready to fight you.
I'm very aware of that. I do feel like I bring more bits, and that seems like that was something that you Ooh. Really wanted.
I do want bits. I love bits. I love a bit.
Yeah. Shannon also doesn't like reminding.
Alpha.
Bet.
Bits. Alphabets.
Alphabets. The cereal. See? Mind melt.
The cereal.
Well, I don't know. Not on our level, but.
Not the champions. Not the champions.
But I also feel like I have a lot of like social media experience to bring to this. That's and
true. He was nice with the
that's
camera.
That's huge.
I feel like that expanding on those platforms can bring people here to a website and ultimately
well spoke
trying to look for how to like increase your revenue, right? So these are ideas for that.
He's talking hard cash.
I might hire him for me.
He's great.
Yeah.
Oh, Irish Joe, he's like, dude, I'll fight you. I will fucking fight you. I'll beat your ass.
Paco is articulate.
Yeah, Paco's like, I have a resume. How about that? How about that, motherfucker? I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, look, it's a hard choice right now.
It's very hard. Paco, I don't know what you're
do. You're unwilling to do the naked ear pull challenge.
I mean, I'll get naked, but the ear pulling, Bobby wanted you to see this. It only takes 8 pounds for an ear to be ripped off.
He's knowledgeable.
Bobby is such a fucking faggot. Let me make that very clear. Bobby Hutch, the executive producer of Gas Digital, is a fucking faggot-ass bit killer. That's what he is. First of all...
What is he, the kid from fucking Jerry Maguire? It actually only takes 8 pounds... To pull, I don't know.
Fucking
what he said.
Dickhead.
The human head weighs.
Yeah, the human head weighs
10 pounds.
Thank you. Mind melt.
Now, let me make this very clear. I did know that it only took 8 pounds of pressure.
Did
I wanted
you know
to watch them rip each other's ears off
before they have to produce our podcast.
Yes. You only need one ear to produce a podcast, okay?
But Lewis I was wearing them around as a necklace, like from Vietnam.
Yeah, it's Apocalypse Now all of a sudden.
It's the greatest bit ever. They're both
Apocalypse.
Making
Apocalypse.
Hell yes! Guess we'll see. Guess we'll see. Guess we'll see. Guess we'll see. It would have been the greatest bit ever to have both of them with relative ease tear each other's ears
it's
off.
It's called the Van Gogh Challenge.
That easy.
They're what both happened, screaming as blood is pouring everywhere. They're naked. Shannon is horrified. The girls run out of here. It's the most epic fucking end to a podcast ever. And Bit Killer Bobby is in the fucking chat being like, oh, you only need 8 pounds of pressure. Yeah, dickhead, I know. I know exactly the amount of pressure it takes to tear off any body part in a human being. I train MMA.
What's the most, what would take the longest, the most pressure? That, and then use that as the pull. Like an arm? An arm would take a long time.
It would take a lot to pull off an arm off a body.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's very true.
So do that. Because if you, it's like if you guys get your ears ripped off, you'll just be using headphones like a fucking EDM DJ.
I bet Paco's got a nice dick.
Yeah.
Because he's so willing to get naked. Like, that was sort of a, look, that the, was, it was a bluff. I was like, there's no way.
He's fucking Hang 10, Hawaiian style.
Both of those guys went, they went said yes to being naked right away, yeah. Which makes me
imagine
think
being naked. Now, this is not a knock on anybody here. But it would, oh, I mean, Zach's a psycho. Zach just,
well, you
will
don't
get
care.
Naked.
You'll just, yeah, get naked, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But Zach's very so fat funny. That it's, yeah, funny and silly. Yes. Like, for it's any of us, it would just be
sad.
Sad.
Yeah. Totally.
Well, no, you're in good shape. It's me and Andy are the ones that have a problem. Yeah.
I'm way too insecure.
You did the workout thing, right?
I'm way too insecure, dude. I would just fucking every crevice of my body showing. No way.
Yeah. No, I would totally. Be. Would you be into it, Andy? No, right?
No.
It's a real problem.
I would be that. I would be like, keep the job. I would just be like, I'm out of here.
I want to puke right now thinking about it.
Me or yourself?
Myself.
And
the
me,
idea.
Throw me into the mix.
The idea, like, you know, like people do naked roast battle, like for nothing. Like, what is wrong with you people?
Yeah.
The fuck is wrong,
yeah,
with you? Like, why are you doing
the shit
this?
Out of me? Yeah. Yeah. Also, wouldn't it just change how you're interacting with people if you're standing naked in front of them? I would just be a shrinking violet. That sounded bad, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would just be like fucking done.
It's like a true nightmare for some people, and some people just embrace it and they fucking, you know.
Yeah, I'm jealous of that.
Shrinking violet.
Shrinking violet is like, that's an, I don't know why I said that. I have no idea what. Well, it means like your
new nickname, buddy.
All right, Shrinking Violet.
Sean Shrinking Violet Donnelly.
It means like you just get really shy all of a sudden.
All right.
Yeah, it's an old. I'm from 1912. I don't know if I told you. I came over on the Titanic. I survived.
What bits did you come in? Did you come in prepared with anything, Paco?
Yes.
Wow.
Irish sultry Joey. Voice, too.
Irish Joey, yeah, came in with nothing prepared.
I'll tell you right now, that voice did not match that face just now. That was not in a Hawaiian guy,
yes,
voice.
I didn't, if I can sit George the guy back here.
Irish Joey's just letting his everything rest on the fact that he's of German descent, and he knows how much I love it.
Yeah. He's got a real master race vibe going on.
Yeah,
here.
Real.
I get it.
Either that or he's lying and Lewis is such a moron. He thinks a guy named Irish Joe was born in Germany.
I know. His name's Irish.
What else do you need to know?
What did you bring in, Paco?
I have two games that we can play.
Ooh,
I will let you folks decide. So the first game is called Salty and Sweet. And basically what you have to do is... We would start off
put
with
this
Lewis.
Dissolvable pill in your mouth.
We would start with Lewis, and we would go around the table, and you would have to say something insulting to him, which is salty, but then end it with a compliment, which is sweet.
And the same turn, or you go back around and say sweet?
No, you start off salty, and then you end sweet.
Oh, it's okay. The compliment sandwich.
All right.
And then the other game is basically... It's like the newlyweds game. So it would be, since you guys are a podcast, it would be Lewis and Zach versus you guys. And basically, how much do you know about each other?
Ooh, all right. That might take a bit, though.
Yeah, wouldn't you have had to preemptively ask questions and all that, yeah, other stuff?
No, we have whiteboards
that
I bought.
Not ever yell at me again on my fucking show, Paco. I get that you're not German. Good. Sorry, what were you saying?
No, we have whiteboards.
Oh, it really does sound like George Takei.
I know. Hello.
We have whiteboards that you guys would, I would ask the question. You would write your answer down, and then on the
cannot hear it now.
I cannot hear it.
Sure, I like that. I like this newlywed game and see how much we know about each other.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
You want to do it?
All right, cool. So did you prepare an intro for it?
No.
Wow. Really took the wind out of my sails, Paco.
He's acting like a guy who has one ear.
Look at Irish Joey. He's dancing out there. He's so happy
pacing.
That you didn't prepare. Irish Joey did nothing except threaten you, and now he's happy that you didn't actually prepare an intro for this bit.
Joey did bring intros went on his bits.
Ooh.
Just in fairness.
Wow. We didn't hear Joey's bits,
wow,
did
they were on the last show.
Oh.
Last show. Wow, he did come with intros.
He did come with intros, and I came up with an entire vlog.
He came up with a whole vlog.
Which the chat loves.
The chat loved the vlog.
Oh, man, this is like a tight race.
The comments,
torn.
The comments on your last video, which included the vlog, already has more comments than the previous episode, which means engagement is up. I also have another idea, which is, can comments crush him? It's comments from previous YouTube videos which talk about Lewis or previous guests, and it's basically, can they insult you enough where you get upset?
Oh, that's a good one for that.
They cannot, a better one, though, would be you read the comment, we have to guess who it's about.
I mean, it's kind of obvious, though.
Yeah.
It's either, no, it's like, either, this guy's a fucking stupid faggot bitch. You're like, Mike Cannon, next.
But the reason for that is because then it's looking
No, forward. My bit idea is better. So go get a bunch of fucking comments from people from past episodes, and we have to figure out who they're about. That's a funny, hilarious bit. Trust me, Paco.
We'll go with that.
Thank you. And that's really all I wanted to see. I wasn't even really paying attention to the words that were coming out of my own mouth. I just want to see if he could be a yes man. Yes.
And I want to see if he can take assignments, orders.
He's like, go get my jizz and put it in pill form and then
distribute it to the fan base right now.
Comments about my jizz and tell everybody.
How legal is that to take my jizz in pill form and put it inside of your girlfriend against her will? Is that me? Is
it
that
is 100% illegal?
Is that me raping her though? Do I? Am I?
That's
yes.
Sexual assault.
Am I?
That's sexual assault.
Yeah.
Not from me though.
Yes. You're putting it in there.
I'm not doing it. My fans are doing it to their women.
You're in the clear.
But unbeknownst to the girl. So your fans are sexually assaulting their girl.
It's also my idea, and I'm saying it on air.
Yeah. So you would have culpability in that. Sure. Absolutely. You'd have culpability. It'd be hard to prove it, maybe.
Fucking big word, Sean, over here. Okay, dude. Oh, we get it. You went to college, dickhead.
Shrinking Violet all of a sudden went to college.
You absolutely.
Would I get in trouble if men took my cum in dissolvable pill form?
I think once you scrape it off your hands, it's...
Inserted it into their women. Because I think this is a great idea. We could sell the pills on podcastmerch.com.
Yeah, wouldn't it be a conspiracy? Wouldn't it be conspiracy for sexual assault? Could you be part of that? Because you're providing the pills, obviously.
I bet you that I could sell my cum pills on podcastmerch.com, and I bet you it would make a fucking killing. And I'm not telling people to put it inside other women against their will. I'm just saying that could be one of the uses for it.
Now you're talking, if you want to do it.
Well, it would be like on the back of the package.
Yeah. Plant a Lewis tree.
There you go.
Unwittingly impregnate your girlfriend.
Impregnate your girlfriend.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if on the back of a ski ticket, you go, there's the fine line.
Yeah.
Where you get some sort of waiver, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, if you take it yourself.
You mean,
where it dissolves
saying.
Lewis of all
you could do that. You could say, hey, listen, I'm not responsible.
Right.
You could do like a...
That's what he does with his cum anyway.
Well, I feel like my cum, if they took it themselves, it would probably give them a boner. So it would give them like, it would have like a boner effect, almost like a blue chew. It would give them workout strength. Blue chew. It would give them workout strength. Like stamina. It's like,
what is your cum? Vibranium from fucking Black Panther?
What does tiger blood do?
Tiger blood makes
you AIDS.
Also, my cum. You could replace ginseng. You could replace blue chew. You could replace tiger blood all with my cum. One stop shop for everything. My jizz does everything that they all do. And then if you want to put it inside of a sleeping girl and watch a baby grow. That's also funny.
Would that be the slogan for it?
That's also hilarious.
That's also funny. Put it inside a sleeping girl. ... That's also funny.
That's also pretty fucking funny. If you finger a girl, she thinks she's just getting fingered at a party. You guys are drunk on wine coolers. And then all of a sudden she's pregnant with a Puerto Rican baby.
What year is this? Is this 92? What are you doing?
I don't know, man. You're going to play the newlywed game. Now Lewis is selling his cum like sea monkeys.
The back of comic books.
This fucking idea rules. I've never had a bad idea.
There
Better
hasn't
idea.
Been a worse idea than this in the history of
you
ideas.
You don't know ideas, dude.
Cum doesn't live long outside without being frozen.
It does if you sell it with its own little ecosystem.
Ooh, you know what I was thinking?
It's going to have its own terrarium.
A terrarium, yeah. Dude, you put it in a bottle. There's fucking worms. There's fucking...
Here's what you do, Lewis.
Seaweed.
You start some sort of... You hop on top of the vaccine bandwagon right now.
Have it as part of the vaccine?
Correct. You set up some sort of gas digital vaccine site. Vaccination site.
And instead of giving them the vaccine, you give them...
So you're like, good news is you don't have COVID. Bad news, you have chlamydia.
Yeah. But instead of going in the arm, you got to go, I don't know.
Vaginally or anally.
Yeah. Oh, the anal swab. Yeah.
Anal swab.
I don't know if you can get pregnant that way, though. I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
Anally.
I think in China.
Yeah. They just, you could be part of that. You could be.
I'm trying to think about selling my cum pills right now and how great that would be. Just $20 per pill.
What would you, $20 per pill? What would you
Puerto Rican rattlesnake oil.
I got, guys, I'll be honest. That was hard. You looked me in the eyes when you said that, and that was hard to take in.
$20 a pill?
What would you call it? Deal.
Puerto Rican rattlesnake oil might be the name of it.
$20 a pop.
I bet you people would buy it.
I actually believe people would buy it. I really do, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do believe that.
Lewis's sperm bank.
And they, but I don't think there'd be any use of it. I think it would just go up with, like, you know, with a with their fucking dad's cum mug right next to it on the mantle.
Deadbeat dad's cum. Deadbeat.
Just dissolve it into a cup of coffee and then
just slurp it up.
I like this idea. I'm legitimately thinking about selling my cum.
Luchu.
Also, what if it takes off? You'll be exhausted.
Ooh. What if it up over time?
What'd you say?
Store up over time.
I feel like between each load, I could probably get 3 pills.
Think about those pills are very small, right?
No,
like, think about a Tylenol.
I'm doing a pretty big pill.
It's a suppository.
You gotta send, it's marketing. You gotta send a fucking message that this is a fucking virile, manly fucking pill.
This is like when you prepare to go to, like, a different country and you don't want to get malaria. You take these fucking things.
Yeah. You have to take it in, like, over the course of 2 weeks.
You have to get one of those old people organizers with the days on it. Yeah.
Did I take my cum today? I can't remember. Did I take the cum pill today?
I love this.
That's a great, really genius idea.
3 pills out of each load, 2-3 loads a day with pretty relative ease.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if you're selling 100, like,
$180 a day?
You can buy capsule machines for pretty cheap. They're like $30.
Now that's a lead producer.
That's not like one that makes, you know,
can
mass producing.
All right, this is a fucking genius idea now too. I just invented something.
Isn't there doctors that like go away for doing this, but in a different way?
Yes.
Okay, what are you? Doctors. Okay, Bobby Hutch bit killer over here. Well, fuck yourself, dude. I got this.
All right, go ahead.
Doctors.
All right, so I've invented a new machine. Okay. It is a I need to combine both of these machines.
Can I guess?
Yeah, guess.
Is it the capsule machine with a fleshlight?
Combined with a fucking fleshlight.
Wow.
Combined with a fucking fleshlight. So once it
talk about mind meld. Holy shit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's right. Without Lewis, there is no Zach. Without Zach, there is no Lewis. Wow. We finish each other's fucking thoughts.
So it would just immediately go into a capsule. That's what you're saying. You would shoot the load.
Genius.
But you're trying to divvy it up. So would the machine itself make it in thirds?
Yeah, dude. They've had this technology since the fucking 80s. Yeah. Sean, you divide your coins.
Sean, don't be ridiculous.
Sorry, I wasn't thinking.
Come on, Donnelly, you're showing your ass on this one.
About your fleshlight capsule making machine.
Yes,
dude. Sean, been more now you're talking crazy.
I just want to see you do this once, just so you get arrested.
I don't know if I can be arrested for this. I feel like this. Can you just?
No, you can't. I don't think you can get arrested for this.
Can
like
you legally sell
them?
Your cum? Can I legally sell my bodily fluids?
That's
I don't see why
Google.
Not, but there's probably FDA shit that gets involved with
it. Well, of course you can legally sell cum because people do that all the time as sperm donors, and you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but it has to be regulated, doesn't it?
Sure.
Who's going to regulate me?
The FDA or the what?
The Fag and Dork Association? the Fag and Dork Association, that's right.
Hold on, that's exactly it.
Shannon.
It's illegal to pay or charge for the sale of sperm. Donors can receive contribution towards costs as much as travel expenses.
So that's why you get paid for it. It's not an actual payment.
So I got it. All right, I got it. It's okay.
So you call them contributions.
No,
that's all.
Contributions.
Contributions is what I would call them if I was going to do that, but that's a stupid idea. A dumb idea. You guys don't have ideas like me, obviously. Duh. What I would do is now we hire a sales team. We start selling these pills directly to sperm banks.
That's what I'm saying. Because they have the storage.
That's still illegal, though, isn't it?
No. Not to get too in the sperm banks can buy it.
Yeah.
In fact, I think the sperm banks are probably charging more than $20 per capsule, if I had to guess.
Works out for everybody.
How much has cum, Shannon? Shannon, you know, off the top of your head.
You got a couple of figures.
So it says here, for example, at the Seattle Sperm Bank, they compensate donors $70 for each approved donation.
So you have to come, and then they have to take it. Well, they eyeball it, and then go, okay, you're good.
To be honest with you, hold on. Let me say this. This is how good I am with fucking cum. That's essentially the same.
Can you isolate that? Isolate that. That'll come in handy. That'll come in handy.
again, Sean. Yes. Yes. Oh, I love a good joke. Ooh, what a rush. I love it. I have priced my cum very comparably to the Seattle Sperm Bank. They're doing $70 per session. Mine, I said, was in three $20 capsules.
Yeah, you're still coming in under.
Coming in.
All right.
I love it. Is that not incredibly impressive that I'm pricing sperm at market value?
Hey, Shannon, can you look up if they test for drugs or mental illness in your family before you're allowed to donate sperm?
Can they do a test for how many podcasts you have before you
Doggy, listen to me. You are getting everything that is in here. You're getting my DNA.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah. Nobody, do you think my DNA is not better than some other fucking doctor?
What doctor?
No, I don't.
Some other doctor?
I'm a doctor.
Some other doctor?
I'm a doctor.
Yeah. What'd you get your PhD in?
Call me Dr. Gomez. You know what?
Go.
Who checks?
Nobody.
Who's going to check?
No.
I'm a doctor. Oh, here we go.
So, where'd you get this sperm? Old Doc Gomez gave it to me.
Absolutely.
So the qualifications for each bank is different. This particular bank in California says that the person has to be at least 5'8". Between
Sorry, Sean.
I made it.
That's hilarious. What, is it run by Shannon? It's run by some dumb fucking Instagram whore. He's got to be 5'8", and he's got to make at least $250,000 a year. He's got to drive a Mercedes.
Got to have a good relationship with his mother.
Between the ages of 19 and 38.
Oh, I'm out.
Oh, I'm fucked.
A current 2 to 4 year college student or graduate and in good physical health. Which is established by a physical exam.
I was out real quick.
Multiple screenings for infectious diseases, a genetic screening, and evaluation of family history.
There you go.
You can fake most of that stuff.
You, I feel, would like skip all of that.
Yeah, you probably don't. There's not probably not any history on your family. So you're good there.
Question. Are sperm banks also run by the Jews?
What? Is that a real question?
Yeah.
No.
They run the sperm media.
Sperm media.
Some people tell you they control the sperm weather.
Dude, just sperm Jews are different.
I think this is a fantastic idea. I'm really excited for you and your new venture.
My cum capsules are going to fucking revolutionize
the
industry. 100%.
Right. How much would you like to invest?
I want a controlling share.
Controlling. Oh, look at the hostile takeover right away.
I think it's going to take off. Not hostile.
Oh, just regular takeover.
Just a money making.
$1,500.
Done.
There you go. Making deals.
I'll give you my whole stimulus.
With your jizz. Making the deals.
My cum.
Probably doesn't take that much to get it off the ground.
Get off.
Get off.
Get off. Get off. Shannon, remember you said that to me the other day?
Ooh.
Get off.
Me right now.
Get off me. I'm going to call the cops. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Shannon, I just want you. You look lovely today.
Thanks, Andy.
You're welcome.
Shannon always looks lovely.
I know, but extra
lovely today. Hot piece of fucking ass.
Friday.
Lick that fucking.
Rap merch.
Lick those lips.
You got a date? It's Friday.
I don't date, Andy. I don't have sex. Sorry. I don't date.
No, she's saying I don't date Andy.
He's used to hearing that, huh?
What? How old are you, Andy?
40.
You're 40.
Yeah.
You need to change your name to Andrew.
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah. 30 is the cutoff for Andy.
Yeah. All my shit's in Andy, though. Like social media, fucking it.
Yeah, dude.
Andy, is Andrew Fiore available?
I don't know.
I think
you never even looked.
I didn't even look.
Oh, you didn't look? I thought you did.
I don't know.
Now it's not because some fucking fan that's listening to this live just went and took it all.
Shannon, cool. Did you really don't go on dates or no?
No, I haven't had sex in over 3 years.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Just that's got to be that's.
And
a
I've offered
choice.
To sling it in her.
So did Jimmy Martinez.
Now I see why you haven't. What? What did you say?
So did Jimmy Martinez. I do get offers.
Oh, big shocker
there.
Oh,
Jimmy. Yeah.
No. Well, he offered to fuck on you for the spring.
You're right.
Why not?
I'm checking to see if Andrew Fiore is available. It is available on Twitter.
It is available.
Can you get it for me, Shannon?
No,
just like
get it right now and then sell it to him.
Yeah,
$1,500.
I just don't want to associate it to my email address, and it's going to be a whole
thing. Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. You can get it after the show, Andy.
All right.
It's probably going to be gone after the show.
Now, that's a personal choice, right, Shannon? I'm guessing, right? Is there a reasoning why? Can I ask that?
I just haven't
Pussy
found...
fell out.
What'd you say?
I just haven't, like, I don't really meet a lot of new people, and I'm, like, bad at dating sites, so I just haven't met a new person that I want to have sex with in a while.
That means everyone she meets works here.
Yes. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Right.
I'd be so passionate with her. It would blow her mind.
Well, let's not go crazy.
It would blow her mind. I guarantee you Shannon would really enjoy making sweet love to me.
You'd be worried about capsules the whole time.
Mm-mm. No way.
Well, that's pretty interesting. That's shocking to me. Now, I don't know why it's shocking to me. It's her choice. Yeah. But well,
what are you going to do?
Yeah. So funny. Like, somebody, you look at Shannon, she goes, I haven't sex in 3 years. And you're like, oh, that's a choice. You look at me, like, having sex in 3 years. Like, that sounds about right.
Can we do a quick...
You were away at sea.
What?
You were away at sea.
Can we do a quick newlyweds game before we wrap up here?
Paco.
Hey Paco, do you have questions for it?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay, cool.
Wow.
Do we each get... So we had to, like, go under the table and write, I guess, huh?
Or you just leave.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Under the table.
Ooh. Here we go. So we need four of them?
Yes.
Yeah, everybody needs one, yeah.
How?
Thank you. You're a sweet kid, thanks.
You got it, bud.
Wait, what do we have to do?
I don't know.
It's going
to be like game rules. You have to answer the questions.
Oh, but you,
like you
were, Paco's
you're
providing
guess
the questions,
what my
right?
answer would be. But we have to be... So you have to ask the question and we just write, I guess. You can't leave the room, obviously.
Yeah, you just write it down and then we're going to have you guys flip it around.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Yeah, seat one is going to be Lewis and Andy. And then the others are going to be
oh,
seat
I got
two.
You. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
So this is going to be in regards to seat one, okay?
Okay.
So who's writing?
So
who's
the other seat two is writing.
Well, you're
both
writing.
We're guessing it about them.
And they know the real facts. So for seat one.
Right.
Yes. For seat one, how long has this person been doing stand-up comedy?
So it's about me.
Yeah.
Right. So you got to guess
for
me.
For you. Yeah, okay.
All right.
I think I got this one.
All right.
Look at Lewis's smirk right there. He's so confident.
Oh, no. No, it's embarrassing, the number I just wrote. It's a look of, I want to kill myself.
First, we should give our guesses, and then they give the actual answers, right?
Yeah, so we'll start off with you, Zach.
We'll do 3 points here.
Zero.
Zach said 16 years, is that correct?
Wow.
Oh, wow. I did my answer. Shoot. I fucked up on the thing. Okay, cool.
I almost wrote 15 too. I was like, no, it's probably about 16 now. So
wait.
Well, this is
you
about,
were guessing for me.
Oh, I'm guessing for you. Okay,
yeah.
I'll keep my original answer. Sorry.
All right. Seat number two.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
I don't know if you can read this. 20 years.
You're technically right.
I am technically right.
But I took time off. I stopped in the middle.
What a big difference. 12
because
and 20.
Well, because technically you started 20 years ago, but you took a...
Correct.
But you took an 8-year break?
You know me. You do know me, because that's technically... No, it's not... Yeah, you're technically right.
Hold on. Irish Joey's saying SDR does this bit.
Oh, boy.
This is a game show. So just because a podcast does a game show does not mean the podcast owns that show.
Suck my dick, SDR!
Where's the eraser?
You know what?
Blame Shannon.
She should have known. She should have been like, hey, SDR does this.
I did say that. And
you
he
did
said
say
the
it?
Same thing. There was an argument between him and Joey off
mic. Wow. I don't
done
guess
it
what?
Times.
Guess what? I don't care what SDR does.
It's part of the same network.
Who am I doing an impression of? Podcast fans.
I don't care what SDR does. Who am I doing an impression of? A random whore Lanny found on Craigslist.
Who am I doing an impression of? Big J.
So Shawnee was technically right.
No.
But you didn't write it down.
All right,
wrong.
Fine.
You have 1 point.
No,
yeah. Next
you did
question.
Know me. Good.
Next question. Me and
next
Zach are
question
crushing
for
it.
Seat number two.
Okay. So I'm going
to... because you guys just brought this up. When is the last time this person had sex?
Oh.
How specific are we getting? Like within a week or like to the day?
You got
to
write the same thing down.
Okay.
Okay. I got
Let's see. What do we got here?
What day was that?
I'm ready. Zach, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. So I'll reveal first.
Yeah, you'll reveal
So first. I believe that Zach last had sex Last week.
And Zach?
I wrote last 2 weeks.
God damn it, Zach, you fat fucking loser.
I thought we had to be really... Okay, sorry.
I think we're good.
That's really? Also technically, I think so. Technically right.
All right, go ahead. Andy.
Wait, no, Paco sets it up.
All right, sir.
All right. So what was your answer?
Saturday.
No.
Show the camera.
Oh, that's last Saturday. Tuesday. Oh, last Tuesday. Damn. I almost wrote last week.
Wait a minute. You were with Andy's mom last Tuesday. Wait a minute.
Sweet Marianne. You bastard.
Hold on. Time out 1 second.
Damn, so it's 1-0, Lewis and, yeah. And Zach.
Yeah, we have one more question.
It's
going
to be hard
to beat. This is a one good more fucking bit. We're stealing this bit from SDR.
I'm just having a great time.
All right, and this is the final question. If there was one guy in the world you would have to let peg you, who would it be?
Oh, Jesus.
Who would I choose?
And that's Lewis's.
Lewis, right.
Who would it be?
And I have to guess it for Andy. Right?
Exactly. I don't even know my own.
I have a guess.
Would you allow inside of you?
Wait,
you
who do you think?
How did you get to that answer quicker than I did?
Living or dead?
Let's stick with living.
I think mind meld here. Think who I would think. What do I know about you and make funny? Like, I can't do that. I don't want to fuck up the game. I was about to give a clue and I didn't.
Lewis seems pretty excited about his answer. Do you want to go with it real quick then?
Yeah, sure. Well,
they're thinking right now. So, Lewis, if you could show yours.
No, he would show his first now.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Zach.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Is that
true? God damn it, Zach.
Is that true?
God damn it. Why do you know me so well? Why do you know me so well? That's right. Why do you know me so well, Zach?
That'd be a rough night.
I mean, it's The Rock. Who wouldn't let The Rock pound him?
So, did you write yours?
I'm going to change my answer. Hold on.
Yeah.
I hope I don't regret.
It's all everyone wrote The Rock. Let's go.
It's concerning that Andy has so many different people he would let peg him.
Andy's all like, right. You mean it's like, is it a weekend? Is it a weekday? Which one is it?
So this is who Sean would let peg him.
No, it's who Andy would let peg him.
Yeah.
All right, so Sean would go first.
I would go first.
I fucking erased it.
Who was it?
Trey Anastasio from Fish.
I erased it.
He's this kid's like a huge Fish fan, so that's
and
where
Jerry
I got
Jerry Garcia. Oh, it's the same thing.
Dude,
same
guy. Erased Trey same Anastasio. You wrote it down so quickly. I'm like, no way, Sean, he wrote that quick.
I did.
Wow.
Damn it, I had it.
You and guys,
I erased it.
Listen, if you didn't mind meld so delightfully, I would say you shouldn't do a podcast. There he is.
I actually think
Ellen DeGeneres.
Look, it looks like Opie in 10 years.
It looks like Ellen DeGeneres and what's his name? Garth.
Dana Carvey?
Yeah, it looks like Dana Carvey and Ellen DeGeneres.
It looks like if Shaggy from Scooby-Doo wrote a book.
All right, look. This has been a fun show. Really fun Real Ass Podcast.
Time.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks
Go
for having us.
Support,
you.
Defend your movie. I'll be on it very, very soon. Sean Donnelly, Andy Fury. Love you guys. Very,
you
very
guys.
Funny. We'll be back on Monday with another show. Shannon, who's on Monday?
So it was supposed to be the Dad Meat guys, but Tim just dropped out, so I just have to replace him. So it'll be Mike Rainey plus
someone else. Wow. Butterly butt-fucked me.
Yeah, he did.
Wow. Okay. What are you going to do? All right, we'll see you guys on Monday. Peace.
Thanks, guys.
That's all, folks.